Welcome to the Arts Roundup, a short, sharp look at the what, the why, and where of the Cape Town art scene. The focus is on exhibitions and events at museums and galleries in Cape Town and surrounds that you will find listed in the Art, Craft, and Museums map. These are events that I've enjoyed and trust that you will too.
I have with me Tato Mokgotsi. There's the Artist in Residence program at Zeit Smoker, and it's in its sixth configuration, in fact, and currently Bernie Searle is there. But let's first get the context, Tato. What is the residency program about, what you try to do, and then Bernie and what she's up to?
Great. Thank you, Philip. The Atelier program at Zeit Smoker is a long-standing space in the museum where we invite Cape Town-based artists, so it caters specifically to artists who live and work in Cape Town. They spend a period of anything between 6 to 9 months working in studio in the museum. The space is open to the public on a daily basis. Anytime we're open as an institution, the space is open. So visitors can come through the atelier and encounter various aspects of an artist's work. Some processes of how an artist makes are also exposed within the context of the atelier. So it's a really unique part of our programming at the museum.
I'm always intrigued by process, so you don't have to convince me. And also, you don't have to convince me about Bernie Searle's work. I've known her since her student days. And tell us about what she is working on at the moment and what can we expect.
Wonderful. So Bernie began her atelier earlier this year on the 13th of June. She will be in residence until the 2nd of March. Currently, she's reconfigured the space quite significantly. There is both a private section of the studio where Bernie will be sort of creating and experimenting with new ideas and new work. And also in the space, what is visible are components of Bernie's extensive archive of work, which spans, you know, the early 90s down to present day. So that's close to 30 years of, you know, access to an artist's diverse and prolific practice.
And so her medium, though, how significantly has that changed into photography, video? So if you can talk about that.
Right. So photography as a medium is a tool for Bernie. Consistently throughout her practice, she works with various forms of the medium. There are earlier works where we get to see Polaroids that she used in the making of specific films that feature in her practice. This is a way in which Bernie also directs the setting for a lot of the work that she's produced over time. The work that she is developing, you know, I can't really speak to that currently. This is the early stages of her time in the residency, but I know that she will give us some sense of how she traces the trajectory of a new work to some degree. And so there may be other aspects of new materials she may introduce to new work that she's producing during her time with us at the museum.
And Bernie has always been integral, as I would say, part of the medium. Is that a continuation of where we're at?
That's right. Bernie often has imaged herself in her work in very interesting ways. But she's also imaged very particular sites in Cape Town as well in her work. So I'm curious myself to see if we will perhaps even see how that comes together, contextualizing her body within her work in a new project she might be developing. That could be a point of curiosity that I think our museum visitors would be very lucky to get to witness.
Well, it is a fascinating process. As I say, she's always involved, and colour is an important aspect. So, and will you be able to actually interact with her at some times? Will she be there to physically tell you what it's all about?
And so alongside the time that Bernie spends in the atelier, there is a public programming series and a series of activations that we try to do to exactly give the public an opportunity to meet the artist. That's right.
So as they say in the classics, watch the space.
That's right.
So big thanks to Tato Mokgotsi telling us about Bernie Searle in the Artist in Residence program.
To know what's happening on the art scene in and around Cape Town, pick up a copy of the Art, Craft and Museums map, or go to mapmyway.co.za for the digital version and for daily postings about the vibrant art scene in Cape Town. Rated as number 3 in Time Out's World's Best Cities for Culture. FMR.